This morning, we're going to look at what I was going to preach last week as I was dealing with stewardship. Last Sunday night, we dealt with climate change, and we talked about that. And last Sunday morning was going to be an introduction to climate change with the idea that we are stewards. A lot of times when we consider or think about stewardship, we think about it really in a financial way. Monetary, dollar value, stewardship of these things. But I want you to understand that as Christians, we are stewards of everything that we have. It is all from God, and stewardship covers a lot more than just our pocketbook. Right. As Christians, stewardship really is an all-encompassing principle with regards to our life. Daniel Webster, as the Secretary of State, was attending a dinner in a very prominent house in New York. There were heads of state from over 20 countries present. They were there on that day to honor Daniel Webster. One of them, drawing close to Daniel Webster and seeking to open him up in conversation, asked him, "Mr. Webster, what is the most profound thought that has ever entered your mind?" He replied, "The most profound thought that has ever occupied my mind was the individual responsibility to God." For the next 30 minutes, he talked to the men and women present about the responsibility that he felt he had to manage the resources given to him by God for God and for God's honor and glory. So we this morning are going to be looking at stewardship in Haggai chapter 2 and verse number 8. I'm going to give you a lot of scripture. Some I'll wait for you to get to. But the Bible says, "The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts." All the silver and gold is his. I want to start out this morning, first of all, and I want you to realize that stewardship really boils down to, foundationally, it is an understanding or a recognition of ownership. A recognition of ownership. Could I make a declarative statement? And as I make this declarative statement, you tell me with a hearty amen whether you believe it or not. Okay, I'm going to make the statement. You tell me whether you believe it or not. God owns everything.
Amen.
Amen. God owns it all. I want you to understand that it started because He created it. He created, He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And I hope that you believe that this morning with all of your heart, that you haven't bought into the theories of evolution, that you came or that this world came about by some type of happenstance or a Big Bang theory or billions of years accumulated over time and somehow it just happened. I hope that you as Christians are convinced and believe with all your heart that God was the creator of everything. Amen? He says in John chapter 1 and verse number 3, "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." We have a lot of ability today as humans to be able to develop and build things. What we can construct and what we can do is just amazing feats. But do you understand that no matter how great the feat is, whatever magnificent structure might be assembled, that you could break it down to its root elements, and they were all created by God.
Right.
It all came from God. I want you to see this morning He created it. I want you to also see this morning that He paid for you and I. He paid for you and I. Not only are we the creation of God, formed and fashioned in His image, the crowning glory of God's creation, human beings, given a heart, a soul, a mind, and a body that unlike the rest of the natural elements of creation, we are like God in that we have a God consciousness. We have a soul that's going to live for eternity once we've been born. Not only were we created by Him, but we were paid for by Him. The Bible says, "For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are His." You've been bought with a price this morning. If you've accepted the shed blood of Jesus Christ as payment for the penalty of your sin, Jesus Christ paid for you. He covered your sin with His Son's shed blood. He has paid for you. You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. This is a reference to the old time slave block, where somebody would stand there on the slave block, bound in chains, held captive, to be sold off as a slave. And Jesus Christ came to that old slave block where you and I were bound in our sin, held captive to the sin of this world and to the father, to Satan himself. And Jesus Christ came, and with His shed blood, He paid for us and gave us freedom. He gave us freedom. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. When you know Jesus Christ, you've been set free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen? God created us, and then God, in His love, He paid for us as well. I'll tell you what. If you are here this morning and you find yourself bound in the chains of sin and looking at your life and saying, I don't know that there's any way through this, any way past this or over it. I don't know how to get out of this mess that I'm in. I want you to understand that God made a way to get over that, to get past it, to be forgiven of all that sin and provide a way to get over it. Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you have never trusted Him as, and His death on the cross as payment for your sin, I want you to know God wants you to do that today. Right. He wants you to have that payment paid for by His Son. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah. You can be free from sin today. Not only did He create you, not only did He pay for you, but the Scripture declares that everything is God's. Yes, sir. Everything is God's. The Bible says in Psalms 24, verse number 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It really doesn't leave room for much else, does it?
No.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Every part of it, it all belongs to God. And I know we get this mindset and this spirit and this attitude that we have accumulated and we've gained and we have our possessions. We have the things that we own. But a stewardship is rooted in the idea and the understanding that God owns it all. He owns it all. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 26 says, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. 1 Chronicles 29 verse number 11 says, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. It's all His. It's all His. If we're going to understand stewardship as a Christian, we've got to understand that it all belongs to God. It's all God's. And we need to look at everything that He has blessed us with as an expression and an outpouring of His love for us. All that we have, all that we've attained and we've acquired and accumulated in this earth, in this world, is an expression of God's love for you and I. We look at that, and it should make us say, wow. It should make us stand in awe of God's love for us and His blessings on our lives. Let me just say, as the Creator, as the Savior, He has a sovereign right to exercise control over all that is His. He has the right to do so, and I, as a Christian, better recognize His ownership and act accordingly. Amen?
Amen.
We've got to act accordingly. I'm just a steward of what God has given me. I'm just a steward of all that God in His mercy and His grace has allowed me to possess. So recognizing ownership leads us to the responsibility that we have of oversight. We have a responsibility of oversight. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse number 12, 1 Chronicles 29 and verse number 12, the Bible says, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. It all came from God. And we have the responsibility to oversee it. We are not what some would call owner operators. We're not owner operators. We don't own it and run it. No, we are managing partners. Managing partners. We have what God has given us, and we've been assigned and given the responsibility to manage that in partnership with God. Understanding it belongs to God and He owns it, but we've been blessed with it and been allowed to use it, and we, with Him, are going to manage it for Him here on earth. We're managers. God gave Adam oversight in the garden in Genesis chapter 1. He was supposed to have oversight. He was supposed to rule, and he, of course, named the animals, and he was to have dominion over the earth. And there he did that in the garden as God told him to. I want you to understand that God also gave him the ability to do what was expected of him. God gave him the ability to do what he needed to do. You see, everything that God expects of you, God provides to you. I mean, how amazing is that? God does not ask of you anything that He has not given to you. You say, well, how can God ask that of me? God gave it to you to start with. I can't do that. But God wouldn't be asking it of you if He hadn't already given it to you. It'd be like me going to my son and saying, here's $50. I need you to run to the grocery store and get a gallon of milk. The rest you can do with what you like. What? You can't ask me to do that. I don't have any money. What happened to the $50 I just gave you? I just gave you $50. Now I'm asking you out of that $50 to go get a gallon of milk. The rest of it you can do what you want with. I gave him that liberty, but hey, get me a gallon of milk. And he would say, okay. So he goes and there would be nobody here that would balk at that and say, why? No, God gives us everything we have, and He gives us the ability to manage and oversee it. All that He expects of us, He gives us. To me, that's just amazing. It came from Him in the first place. He doesn't ask anything of me that He has not already given me. But what He's given me, He expects me to have oversight. All of our time, our talent, our treasures. You see, we get so in our mind the idea of just monetarily, just the dollar value when we think of stewardship, but do you understand that God expects you to be a steward of the time that you have? The 24 hours in each day that God has blessed you with, that God has given you, He expects you to be a steward of that, to use it for correct things, for His honor and glory. God has blessed you with a vehicle, a car. God expects you to be a steward of that car. To be careful that car is used for things that are proper and decent, that car can be used however God sees fit. Whatever God wants to do with it, it's God's car anyway. We've got too much of a mindset of that we own these things. God has given you a house. And you think, this is my house. I can do whatever I want to with this house. God expects you to be a steward of the house that God has blessed you with. That means we don't allow things into the house that dishonor God. We've got to be careful about what we allow into our homes. We say, I'm just a steward. Hey, this is God's house. We can't let that take place here. Because this is God's house. It's not my house. We want to hold an event over at your house. Sure, Pastor. Come on, bring whoever. This is God's house. We'll make it work. Who's ready to hold an event at your house? It's God's house, whatever. Amen. Hey, whatever we have, Hey, here's one. Your children. Oh, wait now, preacher. Them's my children. God gave them to you to raise in the nurture and admonition of God. For God's honor and God's glory. For God to do with whatever he pleases. Oh, God can do with them whatever he wants as long as he's a doctor. God can make him a brain surgeon, a heart surgeon, as long as it's, no, God, whatever you want. I'm raising them for you. I understand, God, these are your kids. They're just on loan from heaven. And I'm just raising them to do whatever God would have them to do. We need to think about everything in our life. Everything in our life is we're just a steward. We're just a steward of it. That really fights this idea of covetousness in the world's mentality today of get, get, get. When you understand all that you've got belongs to God anyway, it's really not that big a deal. And you know what? He has provided it all in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 7. Why don't you turn there? I haven't had you turn to any scriptures yet. I've been flying. I've been moving through this quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 7. You got a lot of scripture to cover. That's why I've been kind of moving. But in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse number 7, he says, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it?" He says, God's given you everything that you have. Why do you glory as if it wasn't given to you? I mean, did anybody by the power of their will wake up this morning and decide that you were going to be healthy? You wake up this morning and say, I declare myself healthy today. I'm not going to have any aches or pains. Those of you that woke up with aches and pains, were you able to, by the power of your will, decide, nope, my body's healthy today, no aches and pains today? No, I mean, whatever we have, whatever ability we have, whatever strengths we have, whatever possessions we have, they've all been given to us by God. Some may say, oh, well, I've earned everything I have. I've worked hard my whole life. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 18 says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth." It's he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Yes, you've been able to go work hard. But God is the one that enabled thee to do so. And praise God, you've worked hard. That's what we're supposed to do. You've reaped the blessing and the benefit of hard work, which is what God expects. You could be a lazy bum and you would not have acquired and obtained the things that you've done. But understanding, even in all of our, God gives us the strength to work hard. He gives us the ambition and desire to do so. And when we work hard, we got to be careful that we don't think it was all us. We got to recognize and understand that, hey, I mean, have you ever, years ago, people used to talk to me about how they got backaches. Like, oh, my back just hurts. I just can't hardly move. How many of you have ever experienced a good back problem? You know how debilitating that is? I mean, I used to just make fun of you guys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, what do you mean? You can't, it's just an excuse. You can't move, it's just, I mean, but I'll tell you what. There's been times where something happened in my life. One time I was riding a roller coaster, and I actually pulled a rib out of my back here somehow. And for 2 weeks, I couldn't hardly move. I mean, I was literally in pain. I couldn't hardly function. There's no way I could have done the kind of work I need to do or anything like that. I was in pain. I went to the chiropractor and he said, "You were on a roller coaster, weren't you?" I said, "Yeah." And he says, "I've seen this a lot." He adjusted me and like that, the pain was gone. I mean, I was still sore, but he put it right back where it was supposed to be. What I'm saying is that quick with something that small and my ability to do everything I wanted to do was gone. You see, God's in control. We need to recognize that he is the owner of all things and we are just the steward. He expects us to be a steward of everything that he's blessed us with. It is his provision, and we're supposed to partner with him. I mean, that's awesome. What if you wanted to start a business? And you were going to start this business, and you said, "Hey, Bob, I need some money." And Bob says, "Okay. How big of a check do you need?" You know. He said, "Will $1 million cover it? We're gonna partner with Bob, and we're gonna start a business. He's gonna underwrite the entire project. He's gonna fund the whole thing. He's gonna provide everything we need for this business. You need some equipment? No problem. Here, go get it. You need some workers? Here's some money to hire some workers. I mean, he's gonna pay for it all. Everything you need for this business, he's gonna provide. You think he should have some input on how the business is going? On what we're doing?" That's what God does. He says, "Listen, I've given you everything you need to live your life. We're partnering together. I just ask that you consult me once in a while with the direction you're headed. Consult me once in a while with how you're using the things that I've given you, that I've blessed you with." We are stewards. We have oversight. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse number 14 says, "But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort?" David said, "Man, I don't deserve to even be able to do this, God. I don't deserve to even be able to offer this. Who am I?" That's a sign of humility in a heart that understands it all comes from God and God has blessed us so richly. Who am I to be able to even do this? Sometimes when my kids and I and family, we get to go do something, ride some four-wheelers or something, we'll stop and I'll say, "Listen, kids, we don't deserve to be able to do this. We don't deserve to be able to have these things and to be able to enjoy this like this. This is God's just bountiful blessings beyond measure. We don't deserve it." That verse goes on. David said, "For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee." David said, "Hey, I don't deserve to be able to give to you, God, but what I understand is it all came from you. And really, I'm just giving back what's yours. I'm just giving back what you've given me." Listen, Christian, we need to have that understanding and get it into our hearts and minds that God controls it all, whether it's a little or a lot. He expects us to be stewards of everything. There are three levels of control in our possessions, in our lives. The first level is that God is in control of me and all my possessions. Everything is yielded to God, surrendered to him. "Lord, whatever you want for me and whatever you want for my possessions." We could take a step away from that, and the next level is that I control my possessions. I know God, and I try and let God direct me, but I control my possessions. And the bottom level is my possessions control me. When we handle it correctly, we get to reap the rewards. There's nothing wrong with enjoying what God has greatly blessed us with. Nothing wrong with giving back to him. And we understand that what we're really doing is giving back to him what he already gave us. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Do we truly have that kind of heart and spirit? One day, the Bible says in Luke chapter 16 and verse number 2, we're going to give an account of thy stewardship. Going to give an account of thy stewardship. And we might be, possibly, will be rewarded for your stewardship. That's the exciting thing. We're in partnership with God. Not only does God own everything and we have a responsibility to oversee it, but if we do it correctly, God gave us everything. He underwrote everything. And if we just do a good job managing it, he's going to reward us for it. I mean, it all came from him anyway, and we just manage it correctly and God's going to reward us for doing that. That's a pretty good deal. Reward. In Matthew 25 and verse number 21, here's a great passage dealing with stewardship. You could read Matthew chapter 25 and see stewardship. And he says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Do you understand that? Let's just get real practical here for a second. Do you understand the reason why some of us don't acquire or attain or have what in our hearts or minds we feel like we should or we want to have? Is because we have not been a good steward of what we already have. You see, thou hast been faithful over little. I will make thee ruler over much. God is not going to take somebody that has taken all of what God has blessed him with over and over and over again. God's given them everything. And then they do not use it wisely. God's not going to continue to give that person things. He's not going to continue to say, oh, here, manage this for me. No, you're mismanaging what he's given you already. Dr. Valier said this, there are some people that if you gave them $1 million today, in a very short time, they would be broke. But there are other people that if they had $1 million and you took everything they own away, took it all, that in a very short time, they would be millionaires again. Why? Because of stewardship. Because how they're using what God has blessed them with. How are you using what God has given you? How are you managing what God has blessed you with? Are you putting him first? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. We are going to be rewarded. You are rewarded by faithful administration of the things that belong to God with more. This is not the motivation. It's the reward. The motivation is pleasing God. The motivation is being the kind of steward that God wants us to be. But as a reward for that, God blesses. God blesses. You know, your life is not more filling because you have more stuff. You know that? Your life is not more filling because you have more stuff. It's because we've been wise with what we have and we're experiencing the blessing of God. That's what brings satisfaction and fulfillment. Being wise with what you have and experiencing the direct blessing of God. Just the accumulation of stuff doesn't bring joy. But using what you've got for God and his honor and glory and seeing God bless you, just sit there in awe and just say, wow, this is amazing. Look at, God is so good. You just sit there with a life that's so full and abounding with the blessings of God, sometimes you're not even sure how to take it all. Because God is so good. The term blessed in the Bible, blessed is the man, means happy. We all want to be happy, right? We want to be happy. This is one of the key ambitions of life that's people today. They just want to be happy. Be a good steward of what God has given you. And God will bless you. And you'll be happy. The fact of the matter is we can't take any of it with us. Whatever we have, you can accumulate all that you want to, and the day is going to come when we pass away, and you know as well as I do, you aren't taking any of it with you, are you? None of it's going to go on. It's going to be passed on to somebody else that's either going to discard it, sell it, or just let it go because they're not interested. It's going to just go away, so why not use what we have to bring honor and glory of God? For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. Psalms 49, verse number 17 says, for when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. You're not going to carry anything with you. But do you know what we can do by being a wise steward? We can send it ahead. We can make deposits. We can make investments in the future. We have in our ability right now to send ahead things that we would never be able to carry with us. You can send it ahead. The Bible says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt. Bible also says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Can I ask you, where's your treasure? Are you being a good steward of all that God has given you? That's truly the way to be blessed. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Dear God, there are many people here that have sat and listened to the message this morning that I know, because of the nature of man, we lose sight of your ownership. I pray that this message would have reminded each and every one of us of the fact that you own it all, that it all belongs to you, and that we are just stewards. I pray, God, you would help us each to yield to that fact and to do all we can to surrender to you everything that you've blessed us with, and may we use it all for your honor and glory. Lord, if there's one here today that is bound by the chains of sin and doesn't see a way out, I pray, God, that they would come this morning and find from your word how they can be freed. They can be free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.